Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers have said any attempt to continue the evacuation of foreign nationals and Afghans who worked with the NATO forces beyond the end of this month will provoke a reaction. President Biden has suggested the operation could continue after August 31st, but a Taliban spokesman has said that that would mean the United States extending what he described as its occupation while there is no need for that. It will create mistrust between us, he said. We can talk now to Kate Clark, who's co-director of Afghan Analysts Network and a former BBC correspondent in the region. A very good afternoon to you, Kate Clark, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. First of all, what is the situation as you see it in relation to this evacuation, the timescale that's been laid out, the effectiveness of the operation, the American-led operation, and the pressures being mounted, it would seem, by the Taliban to get it all done by the end of the month?
Yeah, the Taliban are upping the ante now. They're very good at negotiation and putting pressure, as we've seen in the last 3 years when they really... they basically tricked the Americans that they were wanting to go for a peaceful resolution to the Afghan conflict and then went for war as soon as it was announced that the international troops were leaving. So they are past masters in putting this sort of pressure on donors or the international powers, the UN, etc. So what happens next? You've got these crowds of people in Kabul airport or trying to get in. They have to get in through Taliban checkpoints, and then they have to get in either because they're on a list and they've been called in by either America or Britain or one of the other European countries. So getting in is difficult. Just getting to the point where you can try and get inside the airport where you can get onto a plane. The Taliban have got check posts, and they're facing them are some members of the old Afghan security forces, and behind them, the US military. So it's a bottleneck there. It's a mess. There are so many people who want to get out. There are so many people who have the paperwork to get out, and there's pressure from all sides. From the Taliban, but also I think one of the things that the European countries are aware of is that the US might just decide to also to pull out on the 31st of August. So time is of the essence.
It's a week now since we saw this at the start of this Taliban charm offensive, attempting to reassure perhaps its own citizens, the country's Afghans and the wider world, that they weren't seeking revenge on those who worked for the previous government. They weren't going to be a base for terrorist attacks elsewhere in the world. And I think many observers were making the point, well, that's all very well, but let's see if they can walk the walk. It's their actions that will really show what their intentions are. What are we seeing in relation to the actions of this new regime as it consolidates its power?
So I think a couple of things. One, I think, is the most important is, will they take reprisals against members of the Afghan security forces, government officials, other high-profile Afghans? They've said there's a general amnesty, but we also know that they are searching house to house for people. They have lists. It's reported that they were in both the Afghan intelligence agency and the Ministry of Defence looking for names, addresses, contacts. We also know that they have threatened family members if they don't give up the person that they're looking for. And there have been some documented reprisal killings. So that's one issue where the walk doesn't accurately represent the talk. Another thing I would say is women's rights. Again, they said they tried to reassure Afghan women by saying they would respect their rights within Islamic law, which is always the trouble with the Taliban, because their concept of women's rights is very different from what a lot of Afghan women considered mm-hmm. would be normal rights, like the right to go to, you know, girls to go to school, women to university, women to work, women to go outside the house without a close male relative, women to uncover their faces in public. These are all things that are going to be, they're going to be a struggle going onwards. And we saw on day one, we saw some very brave Afghan women still appearing on TV, for example, as anchors or as reporters. That's gone. That's gone now. And you see fewer women on the streets.
And what, so What signs are we seeing? So I'm just wondering, what signs are we seeing that the international community, the United States, Britain, even China, Russia, other world powers, acting together to try to guarantee some level of human and civil rights within Afghanistan?
Nothing at the moment, pretty well nothing, because everyone who's got nationals and Afghans who are who've worked with them or related to them are trying to get them out of the country. So I think that, you know, the first thing is to get people out because you don't want to jeopardize those evacuation operations. I would say there is a special session on Afghanistan in the UN Human Rights Council, but it's been pretty well sabotaged by some of the members of that council, especially Pakistan, which is currently the coordinator. Pakistan is the main international supporter of the Taliban. And rather than calling for any meaningful mechanism for monitoring human rights in Afghanistan, for investigating, for trying to hold the Taliban to account, it's a very, very bland resolution. Just calls for there to be a report back in 9 months' time in March. So that's currently the lack of action from the international powers.
And of course, the other aspect of this, Kate, is that presumably, and you've reported from Afghanistan, and you'll understand how important it is that there are independent and authoritative voices reporting on what's happening inside any country, and there are fewer and fewer of those with every day that passes.
Yes, and it's been, you know, it's a real dilemma, because you want people out who are under threat. But at the same time, we are seeing a brain drain of Afghanistan's educated members of the, not only the young generation, but the older generation, the strugglers, the fighters, the activists, the journalists, reformers in government, people who were trying to stamp out corruption in the old government. All these people that you would hope for in a country for making progress on things like human rights, women's rights, basic representation and democracy. And the Taliban is an authoritarian organization. It will be difficult to get anything out of them that looks like human rights or representation. And at the moment, the very people, the most courageous, the most awkward people who've been, you know, criticizing the old government and the Taliban, they are all trying to get out at the moment. Not all of them. Some are left, but many of them are just fearing this new regime.
Kate Clark from the Afghan Analyst Network, thank you for that. We'll have more after this short break.